弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace with, be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以再一次的在安息日聚集在一起敬拜神。
And thanks to the grace of God that we can once again come together to worship God.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考圣经的道理。
And so in the name of Jesus Christ, we study the word of God.
我们大家请翻开《使徒行传》二十四章。
We all turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 24.
使徒行传二十四章
Acts chapter 24，
请读第十四节
Verse 14。
二十四章十四节
Acts chapter 24 verse 14。
但有一件事，我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道侍奉我们祖宗的神，又信合乎律法的和先知书上一切所记载的。
14. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. 15.
并且靠着神盼望使人无论善恶都要复活，说是他们自己也有这个盼望。
15. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there is, will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. 16.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
这段经文是保罗在巡抚腓力士面前为自己所说的话。
And so these are words spoken by Paul to the noble Felix.
其实他是在为主耶稣基督做见证的。
And actually, Paul is testifying on behalf of Lord Jesus Christ.
他面对许多人的控告，他其实很勇敢地承认他所持守的信仰。
And so even though he was faced with many people's accusations, he bravely proclaimed the faith that which he preached.
那在中文圣经，特别在《使徒行传》里面有关于这个神的道呢。其实如果看英文，会发现它是一条道路。
And so, when we look at the Bible throughout the book of Acts, it talks about the way.
但其实在圣经里面，有时候这个道被翻译作神的话。
And and in Chinese, this word, the way, the word for the way is also can be translated as the word of God.
那其实我们如果看圣经它上下文，我们就会发现。其实不管是道路或者是神的教训基本上都是跟主耶稣有关系的。
And so if we look at the context of the word, whether it be the way or the word of God, it always has to do with the with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们读到第二十四章的时候，就会发现这一次保罗他面对的是大祭司、众长老，甚至还有一个非常有名的律师要来控告他。
And so when we read up to chapter 24, we see that Paul, he is facing the high priest, the elders, and an orator.
那他们在这个巡抚的面前是这样控告保罗的。
And so they made all these accusations in front of the governor.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般，是鼓动普天下众犹太人生乱的，又是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。
Verse 5, the accusation is, For we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
第六节,
Verse 6,
连圣殿他也想要污秽, 我们把他捉住了。
And he even tried to profane the temple, and we seized him.
我们看到这两节经文，他们对保罗的控告真的就是莫须有的，也是真的是就是要加害于他什么方法都想得出来。
And so, from these accusations, we see that these people try to find any way they can accuse Paul that they can think of.
其实他们所控告的都是因为他们不相信耶稣基督的福音。
And the reason why they make these accusations is because they do not believe in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们当时候把保罗当作是一个他这个人其实非常有影响力的。
And this Paul at that time was very influential.
至少对当时候大祭司跟这些众长老来说。
and especially towards in the eyes of the high priest and the elders.
他说保罗这个人像瘟疫一样。
That he is like a plague.
那瘟疫表示说，哎，他这个人所到之处都会被感染，人就要被感染，好像他是非常有影响力，很有力量的。
And so a plague meaning that he's very contagious, he's very influential, people will be influenced by him.
啊，所以就好像现在这个季节很。大家有时候很害怕的这个流行性感冒。
For example, in this season, all of us are afraid of catching colds.
很多人就莫名其妙，就好像一个感冒，然后就没命了。
It almost, without reason, and some people will once they get a cold, they feel like, oh, it's the end of their life.
所以这个瘟疫表示说它是会传染的。
And so a plague means that it's contagious.
那表示保罗这个人，他所讲的话以及他的生命是会感染别人的。
And which is to say that the words of Paul, Paul's life can affect others.
那对这些大祭司跟犹太的众长老来说，这个人就很可怕。
And towards in the eyes of the elders and the high priest of the Jews, Paul is very frightening.
因为说明他这个人非常有影响力。
Because he's very influential.
所以他们现在要把他除掉。
And so they must get rid of Paul.
因为保罗所相信的跟他们所坚持的不一样
，because Paul is goes against what they believe in and what they push upon。
那他们又说，这个人是可以鼓动普天下众犹太人来生乱的。
That he is a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world。
那这个其实是政治性的控告。
And so this is actually the a political accusation。
但其实保罗他不是这种人。
But actually Paul is not such a person。
但是从他们的话，我们看出在。这些控告者的眼中，保罗是他是非常有领导才干的。
So in the eyes of these accusers, Paul is a great leader.
因为他可以把他的信息讲得很清楚。
Because he can deliver the message very clearly.
他用他自己的生命去印证他所相信的道理。
And he uses his life to prove the words that he speaks.
他又知道怎么去应用去。鼓励其他人一起来信从这个道。
And so he knows how to motivate people to believe in this word.
所以我们从使徒行传其实也看到保罗真的是一个非常有领导才华的人。
And so we see that Paul is very eloquent and he has great leadership abilities.
这个是从神来的给的恩赐。
And of course this is a gift that God had given to him.
一方面也是因为保罗他真的从小的时候他就非常努力的在学习神的话语。
And at the same time, it is also because Paul, ever since he was young, he was very diligent in studying the Word of God.
我们知道一个喜欢研读神话的人，最后都会得到智慧。
We know that someone who likes to study the Word of God is full of wisdom.
我们如果愿意服侍神的，我们跟神求，神就赐给我们恩赐来造就教会。
And if we are willing to serve God, God will give us the gift to serve the church.
那他们又说，他是。拿撒勒教党里的一个头目
，and he's also they also accuse him being a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
那表示他们也都知道这个保罗是耶稣基督的门徒。
That means they know that Paul is an apostle of Lord Jesus Christ.
他是跟随主耶稣基督的。
He is one who follows after Jesus Christ.
那所以对他们不信的人而言呢、啊，这个拿撒勒人这是一派，好像是从犹太原来的信仰里面分出去的一个分支而已。
And so for those who believe the Jews, they believe that this is a group that had split off from the Jewish sect.
但是其实主耶稣基督这个信仰不是从犹太教里面分出来的。
But actually, believing in Jesus Christ is not a sect that spun out from the Jewish belief.
所以基督教不是犹太教里面分出来的。
And so Christianity did not spin out from Jewish beliefs.
这个信仰是神在创世以前就已经计划好的。
And so this faith is actually one that God had prepared and planned for before creation.
所以主耶稣基督他这个信息本身事实上是超越犹太教的。
And so the message of Lord Jesus Christ actually transcends Jewish beliefs.
这是只是因为神在救恩的计划里面他安排了一群人要来准备主耶稣基督来到而已。
It is only merely in the entire plan of salvation, God used the Jews as a way to prepare for his salvation.
所以主耶稣基督他是我们的救主。
And so Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
他不只是我们的所谓的教主。
He is not only our teacher.
不是一个founder.
a founder. He's not only a founder.
他是我们的创造的主。
But rather, he is our creator.
所以我们所有的一切都从他来的。
And so everything that we have comes from him.
可是对这些控告人来说，那个耶稣只是一个教派里面的一个头目而已。
But to the Jews, Jesus is merely just one of the leaders in one of the sects of Jewish tradition.
那保罗这个人就是他这里面的一个领导人了。
And so Paul merely is only a leader among the sect that they think.
他们说他连圣殿也想要污秽。
And so that they accuse him of even trying to profane the temple.
但其实保罗并没有。
But Paul never did such things.
这是他们用谎言去诬告保罗。
And this is how they use lies to accuse Paul.
其实保罗他自己本身非常遵守律法。
But Paul himself, he follows the law.
这就是当时候你看这些有权柄的人对他的控告。
And so we see these people with power, how they accuse Paul.
那这个时候你看保罗他其实后来他没有多说什么。
But actually, Paul did not say much when he responded.
他最后他只说其实他们所控告的都没有办法 向你证实了。
And so he only says that they cannot prove the things of which they are now accuse him.
因为他说我只是 到耶路撒冷去才几天而已啊。
Because I've only no more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship.
我只能够向你承认一件事情。
But one thing I will confess to you.
就是他们所称为这个异端的道，我现在正按着这个道路来敬拜神、侍奉神。
That according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers.
那他说，我也相信这个律法和先知书上所记载的一切。
Believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets.
这里是保罗他勇敢在众人面前承认他的信仰。
And so this is Paul boldly proclaiming his faith.
他现在 正走在神的道路上。
That he is walking on the way of God.
那这个道路现在是由耶稣基督打开来的。
And this way was opened by Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里面的信仰是到处被毁谤的。
And this, this faith has been persecuted.
到处被毁谤。
Blaspheming.
我们如果看28章。
If we look at chapter 28.
28章。第二十二节
，verse 22。
其实各处的犹太人他们都听到这样一个信息。
And actually, people of all different areas had heard of this message.
二十八章二十二节
，chapter 28, verse 22。
但我们愿意听你的意见如何？因为这个教门，我们晓得是到处被毁谤的。
But we desire to hear from you what you think, for concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere.
所以这个控告的人说保罗现在是走在一条错误的道路上。
And so the accusers say that Paul is going on the wrong way.
但是保罗说我现在向你承认这一条道路不是错误的道路。
And so Paul says, I confess to you that this way is not the wrong way.
这一条道路是他很相信的神的正路。
That he, this way is the way he truly believes is the right way.
为什么他敢这样讲?
And why does he dare to say such things?
因为他说我的信仰是有根据的。
Because his faith has a substance, has reason.
我相信这个圣经里面这个我们大家都在看的这个经文所记载的一切。
That he, we believe in all that is recorded in the Bible.
表示说他是相信当时候保罗他所看的是旧约圣经啊。
And so, which is say, when Paul he was reading the Old Testament,
他所看的跟当时候这些祭司长、众长老们所看的都一样。
And so, Paul was reading the same things that the high priests and the elders are also reading.
可是现在因着耶稣基督的福音，因着圣灵的启示，他看到这里面的信息的。
But now, because of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he can see the true message.
他看到里面所预言的这个救主已经来到了。
That he understands that the Old Testament prophecies of a Savior has already come.
这是当时候那些很有权柄的人他们所看不到的。
And this is something that those with power and authority could not see.
第十五节甚至说
，In verse 15 it says,
我现在在神里面有一个盼望。
That I have hope in God.
就是使人 不论是善恶，他最后都要复活。
That there will be a resurrection of the dead.
也就是说，他们都相信人生啊，在这个世上短暂的日子过了之后，我们都会死。
That everyone, which is to say that everyone knows that when we live in this world, that our lives will will end.
死了之后还会活。
That after we die, we will live again.
但是活了以后呢？
But after we live again,
如果在神面前被称义的，最后就可以得救，领受奖赏。
that if we are deemed just in the eyes of God, then we shall receive our reward.
那如果作恶的复活起来，最后就是定罪，就是永远的刑罚。
But if we are unjust, deemed unjust, and then we resurrect, then we will be punished.
那其实这是主耶稣他讲过的福音。
And so this is the gospel that Jesus Christ talked about.
看约翰福音第五章。
If we look at John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
第五章的第二十八节。
John chapter 5 verse 28.
五章二十八节。
John chapter 5 verse 28.
有关于复活的道理你们不要把这事看作稀奇时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来。二十九节，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Verse 28, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in their graves will hear his voice, 29, and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life.
这里提到这个最后我们其实每一个人在最后审判的大日都会复活起来。
And so this is to tell us that on the day of judgment, all of us will resurrect again.
我们肉体上的生命都短暂的。
That our lives in this body are very short.
不管能够活几岁，最后都会躺平。
Regardless of how long we live, all of us will die.
不管多有学问，最后都会放下。
And no matter how educated we are, we will all have to let go of it.
就是一具不会动的尸体。
Then it will be all that will remain is just a physical body that cannot move.
不管再多的财富都带不走。
All the riches that we have, we cannot take any of away.
再多的权柄，最后也都是会放下来。
And all the authority and power that we have, all that gets left behind.
所以圣经用一句话说，其实人生如果只有在今生这个生命，最后是虚空的。
And so the Bible has a phrase saying that if this is all that there is in life, then all is in vain.
但是在这个肉体之外，有一个生命。
But outside of this body, there is a life, another life.
我们相信有一天我们都要面对一个大审判。
That we believe that one day we will all face a great judgment.
那最后就会决定我们灵魂的去处了。
And it will determine the final destination of our soul.
在启示录二十章里面这样说。
In Revelation chapter 20 it says.
我们看启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是末日审判的情景。
And so this is the situation of the end days.
启示录是神给的意象，是神的信息。
The book of Revelations is a revelation given. It is a message of God.
告诉我们以后会发生的事情。
It is telling us the events that will happen in the future.
我们看的就知道。
And once we read it, we will know.
我看见一个白色大宝座，与坐在上面的从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
And so there was a throne.
第几节？第十一节。
Verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
十二节，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
13节
13.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up to the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works.
你看这个就是最后审判的情景。
And so this is the circumstance of the final judgment.
最后大家都要再活过来。
That everyone will resurrect again.
要站在宝座前。
They will stand before the throne.
最后神照我们所行的来审判人。
That God will judge us according to our works.
所以能够被神称义的，最后就得救。
And so those who are deemed just, they will be saved and may enter into heavenly kingdom.
那不义的，最后就是受刑罚。
And so the unjust will be punished.
这就是保罗他一直强调，他相信有死人复活这个道理。
And so Paul believes in this, that there is the resurrection of the dead.
所以当时候他向众人承认他所相信的。
And so Paul proclaimed before everyone that this is what he believed.
那他也很勇敢的走在这条道路上。
And so he bravely walked down this path.
那他除了走在这个道路之外呢，他其实对他的他做这样一个很重要的宣告。
And so not only does he walk down this way, but he makes a very important proclamation.
使徒行传24章的第16节。
Acts chapter 24, verse 16.
24章16节说，我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
Acts chapter 24, verse 16. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
保罗现在他很清楚他自己走在这条主耶稣的道路上。
That Paul himself is very clear that he is walking on the way of God.
那现在他自己勉励。
And so he encourages himself.
他说他要时常用一个无愧的良心来对人对神。
So he must always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
所以你看保罗他勇敢地在人面前承认他的信仰。
And so we see Paul bravely proclaims his faith.
也自我勉励要在人面前行事光明正大。
And that he encourages himself that he must be a witness and shine the light for Jesus.
也就是说他在他做什么事情都要心安理得，他内心要很平安。
And which is to say that everything he does, he must have a clear conscience in doing.
今天这条道路我们要走上去。
And this way, today we must walk on it.
保罗这么坚定的信心跟自我的勉励是我们应该效法的。
And we must learn from Paul's determination and his self-encouragement.
你看当时候其实许多不认识耶稣人认为信耶稣这条路是错误的。
And we know that at that time, many people who did not believe in Jesus, they were walking on the wrong way.
可是对相信的人来说,
But to those who believe,
这一条路却是生命的道路。
This is the way of life.
我们看一下《使徒行传》最开始的时候，他怎么说。
And if we look at in the beginning, what Acts says.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
这是在五旬节那一天彼得他这样介绍。
And this is an introduction that Peter gave during the day of Pentecost.
他引用大卫的诗篇。
And so he used the Psalm of David.
我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
从二十五节开始，这个都是大卫的诗篇的话。
Starting from verse 25 to 28, there are records the words of David.
二十八节说，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Verse 28, you have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence.
所以这条神的道路称作生命之路。
And so this way of God is the way of life.
那这个道路曾经是保罗想尽办法去要把走在这条路上的人抓起来的。
And so those who walked on this way of life were people that Paul originally, before he believed, he wanted to capture.
所以保罗当时候，你看他很热心的认为说走在这条道路的人是走错路，所以他要帮助他们回转的。
And so Paul was very fervent in his belief that those who walked on this way were wrong, and so he wanted to correct their paths.
所以你看保罗在第使徒行传二十二章，他就自己说，你看他当时候是要把这些人置于死地的，他是很积极的。
And so in Acts chapter 22, Paul says that these people were going the wrong way and he persecuted them.
不论男女都要把他们捆绑抓到耶路撒冷去判刑的。
That he was binding them and delivering them into prisons, both men and women.
所以这条道路事实上是以前保罗他一直在迫害的。
And so this is a way that Paul was persecuting before.
那可是这条道路你看后来保罗自己走上来了。
But then Paul himself ended up walking on this way.
他就很后悔他过去所做的事。
And he very much regretted the way, what he had done in the past.
就是说他过去怎么会这么样的糊涂呢？
How could he have been so foolish?
这就说明我们今天如果眼睛没有打开，有时候我们所做的事情真的不知道自己在做什么。
Which is to tell us that nowadays, if our eyes have not been open, we are not aware of the things that we do.
但是就是因为神的那个光照他之后，保罗变瞎眼。
But because the light of God was shown upon Paul, his eyes became blind.
他变瞎眼之后，他反而可以看得到了。
But after he became blind, he was able to see more clearly.
因为借着主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Because of the grace of God,
他属灵眼睛反而打开。
His spiritual eyes were open.
他看出了耶稣是谁。
He was able to see clearly who Jesus was.
他也认清了这条道路是何等的有恩典。
And he acknowledged that this way was full of grace.
所以保罗后来改变。
And so Paul changed.
那他后来就在这条路上不断的努力。
And so he became very diligent on this path, on this way.
他反过来去 让众人都来一起走这条路。
And that he would encourage all people to walk with him on this way.
这条道路在《使徒行传》第十三章是这样说的。
And in Acts chapter 13, it talks about the way.
我们看《使徒行传》第十三章。
If we look at Acts chapter 13,
第十节
verse 10,
这是保罗出去传福音的时候。
That when Paul went out to preach the gospel,
他面对有人在阻挡信耶稣的人。
He faced those who opposed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第八节开始。
Starting in verse 8.
当时候保罗出去，你看他要去传福音给这个当时候的省长。
And so Paul was trying to preach to the proconsul.
这个就第七节，当时候这个士求保罗这个方伯这个省长呢，想要听神的道理。
And so in verse 7, there's a proconsul who wanted to hear the word of God.
可是这个时候就有一个行邪术人出来阻挡。
But then there came a man who was a sorcerer who tried to oppose Paul.
这个时候保罗他你看第九节就说他被圣灵充满。
And so in verse 9, it says that Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说你这个充满各样诡诈奸恶魔鬼的儿子送善的仇敌你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？
He says, and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?
我们就看到说这条道路其实就是魔鬼想尽办法要去混乱的道。
And so we see this is the way that Satan wants to confuse people and lead people astray.
今天魔鬼他不需要去做什么事情，如果这条路本来就是最后结局跟他一样，他根本不管。
If this way led to the same destination as Satan, then Satan would not bother to oppose it.
因为最后都是灭亡。
Because in the end, everyone is they all leads destruction.
但是只有一条路是跟他不一样的，就是引到永生的。
But the one path that the one way that is separate from Satan is the one that leads to salvation.
那这条路就是魔鬼要破坏的了。
And this is the way that Satan wants to break up.
所以我们从使徒行传看到，你看。福音所传之处，到处都有很多阻挡。
And so we see throughout the book of Acts that wherever the gospel is preached, there is persecution.
那也有很多魔鬼用很多方法想要去混乱这个神的这个道路。
And so Satan uses many ways to confuse the way.
也就是说，要让这条道路让众人看不出来说这个是正路。
It is so that the people cannot see clearly that this is the way.
用各种手段让人不敢来走上这条路的。
And he will use many methods and tactics so that people will not walk on this way.
那这条道路也是很多刚硬人他们毁谤的。
And so these are the way that many stubborn people they will blaspheme.
我们如果看第十七章。
If we look at Acts chapter 17.
对不起，十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
我们看第九节
，verse 9。
你看保罗后来，你看他到了帖撒罗尼迦哈，到了以弗所。
And so here, Paul comes to Ephesus.
第十九章是保罗在以弗所的时候。
And so, chapter 19 records when Paul was in Ephesus.
第八节，你看保罗他到会堂里面放胆讲道。
And verse 8, it says that Paul went to the synagogue and spoke boldly.
可是第九节
，verse 9。
后来有些人心里刚硬不信，在众人面前毁谤这道，保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分离，便在推拿奴的学房天天辩论。
And but when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus.
你看这里就特别记载说，这条道路是不信的人，心里刚硬不信的人，他们是。一直在毁谤，一直在攻击的。
And so here it describes about the way that those who were hardened and did not believe, they were the ones who spoke evil of this way.
可是保罗，你看他非常坚持的到各地方去见证这条道路是对的。
But Paul was determined to go into every region to preach that this way is the correct way.
面对这些刚硬不信的人的阻挡，保罗他选择离开。
And when he met people who opposed him, who were hardened and did not believe, Paul just simply left.
他跑到另外一个地方去，天天的去教导这条道路。
And so he went to another place, and he continued daily to preach.
表示说他要众人都能够听到这个福音的信息， 要一起走上这条得救道路。
Which is to say that Paul wanted everyone to hear of this message that they could all walk on this way together.
你看我们今天信主，我们走在这条道路上。
And so today, now that we have believed, we have walked on this way.
许多人他们其实也不相信的。
There are actually some who do not believe.
他们甚至认为我们是这个心灵软弱的，才需要神。
They believe that we may be emotionally weak, that we need to depend on God.
他们认为说我们已经有一个错误的信仰，为什么在这个时候还要在安息日的聚会？
That they feel that we have the wrong belief, the wrong faith, that we come to worship on Saturdays.
有很多人他们不认为需要在安息日聚集敬拜神的。
And there are those who do not believe that we need to congregate together on Saturdays to worship God.
甚至连基督徒都已经这样想了。
And even Christians believe this.
那所以我们有时候我们的作为，我们的走的路，在别人眼中看为是很傻。
And so maybe the way that we walk down, others find very ignorant.
或者是会认为说，我们好像信得很奇怪。
Or that they feel that what we believe is very strange.
那这个时候，我们是用什么态度去面对呢？
And so at this moment, what kind of attitude do you use to face this?
我们是否像保罗这样子，勇敢的向众人承认，我们现在正走在神的道路上？
Do we bravely proclaim in front of all of them that we are walking in the way of the Lord, just like Paul did?
不但我们自己要走，而且我们希望更多人跟我们一起来走这条得救道路。
And not only that we determine to walk down this path, but we want everyone to walk with us.
那保罗他自己在向众人述说他所有的信仰，其实不是只是用嘴巴讲而已。
And so when Paul proclaims his belief to all people, he not only used his words.
其实他是用他整个生命来见证的。
Rather, his entire life is a testimony.
所以你看他24:16，他说：“我在神面前，在人面前都要存无愧的良心。”
And so in chapter 24, verse 16, he says that I always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
所以今天我们走在这条神的道路上，真实的敬拜是什么？
And so when we walk on the way of God, how do we truly worship Him?
我们的敬拜不是只是说我们一个固定的时间来到会堂聚集而已。
And the way we worship God is not just that at the appointed time we come to the chapel to the church to worship.
而是真的我们在神在人面前都有一个无愧的良心。
But rather, before God and before men, we have a clear conscience.
那这里就让我们看到这个什么叫做良心这个问题了。
And so now the question is, what is conscience?
我们都知道良心就是我们的是非之心嘛。
And so we all know our conscience is what discerns right and wrong.
这个良心其实是神放在我们每个人的心里的。
That conscience has been placed by God into our hearts.
我们看一下罗马书。
We look at the book of Romans.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章
Romans chapter 2
我们看第十四节
Verse 14
罗马书二章十四节
Romans chapter 2 verse 14
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事他们虽然没有律法自己就是自己的律法
For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law these although not having the law are a law to themselves
十五节
15
这是显出律法的功用是刻在他们心里他们是非之心同作见证并且他们的思念互相较量或以为是或以为非
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
这就说明这个我们每一个人都有一个是非之心哈。
And so here it tells us that we all have a conscience.
就是其实在箴言里面他说，这就像神放在我们每个人心里的一盏灯。
And so in the book of Proverbs, it says that this conscience is a light that is placed in our hearts.
要鉴察人的心腹。
It will examine the deepest thoughts of the
heart. 所以我们每个人良心呢，有时候真的会产生功用的。
And so our conscience can be very useful.
我们自己的言行如果超越了这个规矩，我们其实内心会自我谴责。
And if our actions step out of the boundaries of what is right, then our conscience will rebuke us.
我们就会有很不安的感受。
Then we will feel very unsettled.
但是我们如果行事很规矩的，我们其实内心很平安。
But if our actions are orderly and in a right manner, then we will have a clear conscience.
就好像我们今天开车在路上。
Just like today when we drive here to church.
今天如果我们超速。
If we were speeding,
你看到警察在那边,
and if you saw a police car there,
我们内心不安了,
and then your heart would feel unsettled, you'd be afraid.
不知道警察会不会来给我 pull out.
You don't know if the policeman will pull out.
但是我们如果没有超速,
But if we were not speeding,
在这个规矩里面,
and within the limits of the law,
你看到一堆警车在那边, 你也不会害怕。
If you saw a police car there, you would not be afraid.
这个就是良心的功用。
And that is the function of the conscience.
我们自己都会知道。
You yourself know.
所以有一个这个律法的功用最后是其实让我们每个人都知道罪知道错误在哪里。
And so the function of the law is so that we know what is sin.
可是这个神最初给人的这个良心因为罪就失去功用。
But this conscience that was given to us by man because of sin has gone astray.
我们从创世纪看到这个良心是怎么人的良心是怎么失落的。
And in the starting from the book of Genesis, we see how we have lost this conscience.
因为你看亚当夏娃他们吃了神说不可以吃的那个分别善恶树上的果子。
Because Adam and Eve, they ate of the fruit of the tree of the good of knowledge, of knowledge of good and evil.
神说吃了日子必定死。
And so God said that if you eat of it, you will surely die.
所以当人犯罪之后,
and so after man sinned,
其实我们的良心就真的像死掉一样。
Then truly our conscience died.
我们内心就麻木了。
Then our hearts became desensitized. 所以
我们看到这个罪进入世界之后,
that we see that since sin entered the world,
其实从人类的第二代我们就看到人就变得非常残忍。
And so we see from the second generation of man, humankind, that a man became very frightening. Very,
也就是说很残酷。
Just a very,
你看亚伯跟该隐兄弟亲兄弟就可以这样子把他杀了。
That Cain and Abel, they were able to kill one another, they were able to kill.
就是一言不合而已啊，就是觉得说为什么他有那个嫉妒的心来，他就是把他杀掉。
Because they could not come to an agreement, and out of jealousy, Cain killed Abel.
那个时候都还没有所谓这个杀生这个问题。
And at that time, there was no concept of killing.
甚至连杀动物都不太敢的时代。
Then even at that time, they did not even kill animals.
那个时候人就已经可以把自己的兄弟把他杀了。
But at that time, a man was even willing to kill his own brother.
所以如果人的良心你看因着罪。麻木以后，什么事情都做出来了。
And so we see our hearts because it has been desensitized by sin. We can do, it was willing to do anything.
以弗所书第四章说
，Ephesians chapter 4。
我们看以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4。
以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4。
在罪里面的人是这样子的啦。
That these are like, here it describes what people in sin are like.
十八节。
Starting from verse 18,
他们心地分昧，以神所赐的生命隔绝了，因为自己无知，心里刚硬。
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
19节,
19.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
我们看到这个人的良心如果丧尽，真的什么坏事都干得出来了。
And so we see that when man loses their conscience, they can do any kind of evil action.
你看这个星期，我们再一次的经历很大的震撼。
And so this past week, we saw another
震撼
shock.
就是说，我们听到这个，你看学生去学校上学，最后。你看那个父母亲如果看到自己的儿女死在这个学校，他是何等的伤心。
That when students they go to school, how sorrowful the parents must be if they saw their own child dead on the floor.
你看这个校园的屠杀事件。
That we see that the
屠杀。
The killing, the murder.
这样的一个场面，一般人是做不出来的。
Most people cannot accomplish this.
因为当一个人他看到这些受伤的人或者是在流血人，他一点都没有感觉的时候。
But when someone has no feeling, they are numb when they see someone injured or bleeding.
甚至有时候看到人的这样垂死的哀嚎，他会很快乐。
And some people even find joy in seeing people suffer.
你就说这个人的良心丧尽。
That you feel that this person has lost their conscience.
这真的都是因为罪所造成的结果。
And this is the result of sin.
当然，这当中也有人的成分。
And of course, there is also a part of it being.
也就是说，人真的是内心刚硬。
That a man's heart is truly hardened and stubborn.
那这个有时候是仇恨来的。
And some of it comes from hate.
我们就知道说，这个就是今天在这个社会被罪控制之后，人的心里面已经没有良心的功用。
And which is to say that in this world, when we are controlled by sin, our conscience has no use.
要怎么解决
？How do we solve this?
今天可以有很多的所谓的政策去 防止这种事情发生。
And yes, there can be ways to prevent this from happening.
但其实这个都是治标，没办法治根本。
These are all theory. They cannot come.
也就是说，它只能够防止一个事件的发生，但是没办法去改变人的真正内心啊，那种误会。
Which they can only prevent one event, the person from doing it, but it cannot change the heart.
要重新把人的良心赎回来，只有耶稣基督这条路。
And so the only way to return a person's conscience is through Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天被罪污秽的良心，只有靠主耶稣的救赎，才有可能重新干净。
And so only for a clear, for us that all have clear consciences for us to know Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道以前其实旧约时代很多人他们也是每年去献祭赎罪。
We know that in the Old Testament, every year the people would all offer sin offerings.
做错的时候就去跟神说对不起。
That if they have done wrong, they would make offerings to God out of repentance.
但是还是一样继续犯错。
But yet they would continue to sin.
所以每年都要带这祭物去跟神说对不起。
And so every year they have to bring an offering before God to apologize.
这说明有一些这些宗教信仰的一些活动，其实如果不能够改变人内心，其实只是一直重复的错误。
And so unless the person changes in their hearts, this action of mistakes will only repeat.
但今天我们靠着耶稣基督就可以解决。
But through Jesus Christ, we can solve this problem.
所以被污秽的良心其实是需要主耶稣基督他宝血的救赎。
And so for a clear conscience, we need that Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
We look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章看第一节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 1
律法既是将来美事的影儿不是本物的真相总不能借着每年长献一次的祭物叫那近前来人得以完全
For the law having a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image of the things can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach perfect
第二节若不然献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。
Verse 2, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers once purified would have had no more consciousness of sin.
第三节, 但这些祭物是 叫人每年想起罪来。
Verse 3, but in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year.
这个其实在说明旧约的时代这些献祭 的这些作为啊，没办法真的改变人的心。
And so this is telling us that the Old Testament times where they had to make continual offerings, this cannot truly change the heart of a person.
要一直等到耶稣来了。
They have to wait until Jesus came.
所以看第十九节。
And if we look at verse 19,
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Verse 19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, 20, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
这里特别说耶稣基督为我们开一条又新又活的道路。
And here it says that Jesus opened up a new and living way.
这条道路第21节说22节
And verse 22,
我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去身体用清水洁净了就成可以存就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
你看今天我们内心良心的亏欠就是靠着耶稣基督的宝血啊，可以得到洁净。
And so all the evilness in our hearts has been washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这里特别强调这个洗礼是让我们重新得生。
And so here it emphasizes that through baptism we are renewed.
所以今天我们如果看洗礼，今天我们教会所强调的洗礼的重要性。
And so here our church emphasizes the functionality of baptism.
这是从圣经里面所得出的道理。
And this is the teachings that we receive from the Bible.
洗礼是要让我们重新得到一个无愧的良心。
And so the purpose of baptism is so that we would have a new and clear conscience.
我们的罪被赦免是借着洗礼而来的。
That our sins are redeemed through baptism.
如果看彼得前书第三章
，If we look at First Peter chapter 3，
彼得前书第三章
，First Peter chapter 3，
我们如果读二十一节
，We look at verse 21，
彼得前书三章二十一节
，First Peter chapter 3 verse 21，
这个水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽。 只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
And so there is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那所以现在这个洗礼就是要让我们重新啊得回这个无愧的良心呢。
And so here the purpose of baptism is so that we have a good conscience.
这也是主耶稣所说的，我们要借着水和圣灵重生。
And so as Jesus says that we must be born of water and spirit.
重生的人就是你看原来完美的重新得回来了。
And so to be reborn means that yeah, you are now perfect again.
今天我们看保罗他信耶稣之前跟之后有很大的改变。
And we see Paul, there was a great transformation from before he believed and after he believed.
以前的保罗虽然很有知识，可是很没有人性。
That the previous Paul, even though he was very, very knowledgeable, he had no compassion.
他虽然对神很热心，可是他对人很残酷。
That even though he was so fervent towards God, he had no kindness for man.
他可以为了这个信仰去把人抓起来，他不管人家这个家庭破碎，人家父母失去儿女的这个痛苦。
That he was willing to capture and imprison believers, and he did not care that he would break up families or he would take other people's children away.
所以这个人其实很恐怖的。
And so this kind of person is very frightening.
但是保罗信主以后，他不一样了。
But after Paul believed, he was very different.
对人就非常有爱心。
He was very kind and loving.
变得非常的体贴。
He's very considerate of others.
他更了解神的旨意。
And he understood the will of God.
所以保罗他真的信主以后，他这个得到一个无愧的良心呢。
And so after Paul believed, he had a clear conscience before God.
那他也知道说他今天主耶稣拯救他目的在哪里的。
And so he understood what the purpose was of Jesus, of God saving him.
所以他知道他生命的意义，现在从此要去传扬福音。
And so he understood that the purpose of his life is to preach the gospel.
他说他现在走在这条道路上。
And so now that he is on this way,
他自我勉励，我要在神面前有一个无愧的良心。
That he encourages himself to have a good conscience towards
God. 也就是说，他要去完成主耶稣所对他的托付。
That which is say that he has to fulfill this commission that God had given to him.
所以，所谓对神有无愧的良心，表示我们真的明白神要我们所做的事情，我们尽力去做了。
And so to have a clear conscience towards God means that we have done to our best, the best of our abilities what God wants us to do.
今天走在这条神道路上的人。
And so for those of us who walk on the way of God.
其实我们如果是真信主的，我们一定会很忠心的去完成主的托付。
That if we are truly believing in God, then we would do our best to fulfill this commission of God.
我们会是一个非常诚实的人。
Then we will truly be an honest person.
是值得被托付的。
Someone who is worthy.
可以交付责任的。
And that we would be trustworthy.
所以我们今天信主的人一定是在我们不管在什么环境里面都是好员工、好儿女、好父母、好的家人。
And so no matter in what circumstances, a true believer should be a good employee, a good child, a good parent, and a good family member.
在社会上一定是好的公民。
And so you'd be a good citizen in society.
因为我们知道我们在这个生命应该做什么来得到神的喜悦。
Because you know what you need to do to have a clear conscience before God.
如果你看保罗他在二十章的时候，在使徒行传二十章。
And so in Acts chapter 24.
第二十章。
Verse 20.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
保罗他对以弗所的众长老们，他这样讲。
So Paul speaks to the elders of Jerusalem.
从他的话，我们来看看什么叫在神面前有无愧的良心。
That from his words, let us see what it means to have a good conscience before God.
我们看二十章的第，我们看第二十节哈。
We look at Acts chapter 20, chapter 20, verse 20.
第二十我们看第二十一节好了。
Let's look at verse 21.
他说：“我又对犹太人和信义人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。”
Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是保罗，他不管对什么样的人，不管是犹太人还是外邦人，他都跟他们证明要向神悔改。
And so Paul, to all people, regardless of whether they are Jews or Gentiles, he will testify to them that they must repent.
因为他自己也是悔改的。
Because he himself had repented.
他说一定要信靠耶稣基督。
They must have faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有跟随耶稣是没办法得救的。
There is no one who does not believe in Jesus who is not saved.
没有耶稣基督，我们的生命不会改变的。
If we do not have Lord Jesus Christ, our lives would not change.
所以保罗他就做一个传道人，到处去宣讲这个信息。
And so Paul became a minister, going to every place preaching this message.
看27节。
We look at verse 27.
他说：“因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
所以他把神的旨意把它讲解明白。
And so he clearly explains the will of God.
让所有的这主的门徒他们都了解应该怎么样过日子。
So that all the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ would know how they should live their lives.
这就保罗他在神面前非常敬重。
And so this is something that Paul emphasizes greatly before God.
他将神的道把它阐明，他相信这个道理是能够建立每一个人的。
That he clearly explains his teaching so that this teaching is clearly established in every person.
你看第三十二节。
We look at verse 32.
如今我们把你们我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道这道能够建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣人同得基业。
So now, brethren, I commend to you God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
所以我们看到保罗他对这个神的道理很忠心。
So we see that Paul's very faithful to the word of God.
他传福音，他阐明神的旨意。
And so when he preaches the gospel and he makes clear the message of God.
他对这个道理有信心，他相信这个道能够建立每一个人。
And he has the faith that this belief can be established in each person.
这就成为我们今天对真理应该有的态度。
And so this is what the attitude we must all have.
因为保罗他自己就是这样子做榜样给我们效法的。
Because Paul himself set the example for us to follow.
我们看一下哥林多后书第六章，看他怎么说。
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, what does Paul say?
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章的第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上当。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
第二节
，verse 2，
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。
But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
你看这里就是保罗他是怎么样来对这个道理忠心的表白。
We see how Paul describes how he is so faithful to the gospel.
他不谬讲神的道理的。
He does not talk about the word of God.
他不会把这个话神的话讲错啊。
Oh, he will not speak wrongly about the word of God.
他要把真理表明得很清楚，让众人都可以了解。
That he will speak clearly of it so that all people would understand it.
所以每个人他都会借着这个道理被建立起来。
So that everyone will be built up in this gospel.
今天我们就需要对真理有这样一个态度。
And so we must have this attitude towards the truth.
所以我们今天教会弟兄姐妹，我们明白道理，我们要固守真道的奥秘。
And so for us, brothers and sisters who understand the truth, we must hold to the truth.
我们也乐意的用这样的一个很坚定的信心来侍奉神的。
And so we must have this determination in our servitude to God.
这也是保罗他说他在神面前有无愧的良心。
And so that's why Paul says before God he has a clear conscience.
那除此之外，他对人也是有无愧的良心。
And at the same time, he has a good conscience towards men.
你看我们今天所接触的基本上都是跟人有关系的。
And so in all of our interactions, it is usually always with man.
我们今天需要传福音，就是要跟人接触。
And so when we preach the gospel, we need to interact with others.
我们在世上的生活，其实世人都看在眼中啊。
And so in our lives, people look at us.
我们信仰不是孤立的，不是隔离出来的。
Our faith is not separated, isolated from others.
我们其实是活在这个社会里面的。
But rather we live in this society.
所以我们今天同时要走在神的道路上，同时也要跟人相处。
And so as we walk on the way of God, we must interact with others.
今天如果我们只单顾神，但是都不管别人，不管人的看法，我们变成这个怪人，很怪的人。
If we only focus on our relationship with God, but we ignore all other people, we become very strange.
但是如果我们今天只有顾到人的看法，不管神是怎么看我们就会变成很虚伪。
But if we only focus on how others think of us and we do not care what God thinks of us, then we become very weak.
今天在这个道路上，我们应该变成一个非常真诚的人。
that on this way, we must become a true person.
我们真的是因着这个道理的建立，我们对人有信心，我们对神有信心，对人有爱心的。
And so on this way that we are built up on the message of God, therefore we must be faithful towards God and man.
你看保罗他怎么说
？And what does Paul say?
使徒行传第二十章。
In Acts chapter 20.
第二十章，这是他的榜样。
This is the example that Paul sets.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十章二十节说
Chapter 20, verse 20.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
对人有无愧的良心，其实是该说的话一定要说。
And to have a good conscience towards man, the things that you ought to say, you will say.
所以今天我们对人，我们要感谢的，我们一定要及时把握机会。
And so if you are thankful towards anyone, you must grasp hold of the opportunity.
我们如果有一些事情要跟人家和解的，要跟人道歉的，我们要抓住机会。
And if anything we need to reconcile with anyone or we need to apologize to anyone, we should do so quickly.
所以对人，我们无愧的良心就是我们都会觉得说我们做了该做的事情。
And so to have a good conscience towards man means that we have done what we ought to do.
保罗说对信徒有益的，他没有一句话不敢没有说的，都说了。
And Paul says that whatever is beneficial towards the members, he has always said it.
那他不是只是把很大声的把这个道理讲出去而已。
But not only does he proclaim this teaching.
其实有时候话讲多了，不见得有用。
But sometimes, talking more does not make things better.
有时候要祷告。
But sometimes we need to pray.
因为在祷告里面，神的道，神的灵会工作。
Because when prayer, the Spirit of God will work.
所以保罗他这样说，第三十一节。
And so Paul says in verse 31,
你们要警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
他三年多这个时间，他昼夜不住的流泪劝诫，表示他在祷告当中求神来帮助、来纪念、来改变。
That for 3 years he did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears, meaning that he was always praying for everyone.
所以对人要有无愧的良心，其实需要为他人祷告。
And so to have a good conscience towards man means to always be praying for them.
因为只有神才有办法改变人的心。
Because only God can change the heart of a person.
有时候我们要讲一些话，不见得人家听得下去。
Sometimes even if we want to say something to others, they might not hear it or
accept it. 但是借着祷告，神就有办法工作。
But through prayer, God can work.
只要我们真的是按着这个道理在生活。
And as long as we do things in prayer according to the
把道理行出来的。
And we perform the way of truth.
其实神他是会动工，道理会建立我们。
Then God will work and the way will build up us.
你看保罗他接下去第三十三节说
And then if we look at verse 33,
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服啊。
I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
34, 我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
34, yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me.
你看他这个说明他自己，他在这个做人方面，他是何等的知足，何等的守本分。
And so we see how self-sufficient he is when he was with them.
他真的也是很努力的在工作的人。
That he was very diligent in his work.
他保罗并不是一个只是会出嘴巴不会动手的人。
Paul's not only one who does lip service but does not perform.
而是他凡事给信徒做榜样。
But rather he sets an example towards the believers.
所以35节说
Verse 35 says,
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样子劳苦，我救助扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
Verse 35, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这是保罗 他自己 所勇敢的宣告。
And these are the words that Paul bravely spoke.
所以他认为，你看 在人面前有无愧的良心，其实就是他凡事规规矩矩的把这个道理行出来的。
And so to have a good conscience towards towards men, Paul, he, within a very orderly fashion and in a lawful fashion, did all this.
我们看到他真的展现出对人真诚的爱心。
And so we see how Paul truly demonstrated his love for men.
这个爱让保罗真的内心很平安。
And so this love gave Paul great peace.
所以在人对人能够有无愧的良心，其实就是我们真的爱人如己的。
And so to have a good conscience towards man, we must love man as ourselves.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
If we look at 1 John chapter 3.
这个有关于要怎么样是彼此相爱的道理在约翰的信息里面讲得很清楚。
1 John chapter 3, it says how, it states very clearly how we should love others.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
三章二十节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 20.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
二十一节。
21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
二十二节，并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
二十三节，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
23, and this is his commandment that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandments.
今天我们按着主的吩咐走在这条道路上。
That today we walk on this path according to the command of God.
我们要勇敢地承认。
That we must bravely confess.
我们要很努力地靠着圣灵这个道理来走在这条道路上。
That we must according to the Holy Spirit walk on this way.
能真的生出信心。
And then when we show faith in our life.
真的能够活出这个道理来。
That we can truly demonstrate this truth in our life.
就是真的能够生发这个对人的爱心。
That we can truly manifest our love towards man.
我们又能够在神面前很忠诚于我们的信仰。
That we are have our confidence towards God and our faith.
不谬讲神的道理，在神面前有无愧的良心。
That we have a clear conscience towards God.
所以让众人都一起来走在主耶稣得救道路上。
That all of us may walk together on the way of God.
一起来歌颂他就是我们的救主，我们的君王。
That we may sing together that He is our Savior, He is our King.
愿主都能够帮助我们走在这条得救道路上。
And so may God help all of us as we walk on this way of God.
一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
316首。
316.